The voices you trust to help you understand what's happening.
Ebong Udama.
Janice Roman.
Sabrina Garone.
Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
And the voices that keep you company throughout the week.
I'm Emily Boyer. So glad to be with you today.
Hi, I'm Walt Graham.
Hey there, good evening. I'm Laura Enrico. How are you doing? I hope you've had a good day.
Real people, trusted voices, serving a community we're proud to be a part of. WSHU, news you trust, music you love.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Researchers from Mystic Aquarium are headed to Canada to study beluga whales. But first, Connecticut Republicans say there's a culture of corruption in the state. Suffolk County needs more first responders. And later, Let Nature Remind You to Slow Down with a new series from WSHU. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. For the second year in a row, Connecticut Republican lawmakers propose an independent inspector general be appointed to probe what they say is a culture of corruption in the state run by Democrats. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Stephen Harding is the Senate Republican minority leader. He says the ongoing federal probe of alleged misuse of state funds by a local Hartford nonprofit and its relationship with a Democratic state senator is one of many reasons why an independent state inspector general is needed.
When you have one party rule that controls every single lever of state government, you get a level of arrogance in which we've seen right here in Connecticut, where legislators, where government officials can think they can use a taxpayer dime as if it were their own personal money.
Senate Democrats push back. Majority Leader Bob Duff says the corruption problem is with Republicans in Washington.
They want to talk about corruption. They can talk about the $4 billion richer that their nominee, the man who sits in the Oval Office, is right now than he was the day he got sworn in as President of the United States.
The Democrats also push back on the Republican call for more vetting of earmarks for state lawmakers. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Suffolk County is calling for more volunteer firefighters as emergency calls increase. WSHU's Michelle Grisalis reports.
Officials are urging residents 18 and older to step up as volunteer firefighters, warning that the shortage could impact emergency response times. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says there's lots of perks for volunteers, like education credits and free training.
It's a situation that we have great concern. The number of volunteers have decreased as the calls for ambulance and fire have increased. That's concerning. And we want to address that by encouraging people to join their local fire department or their ambulance.
Romaine says although there are a few paid firefighters, the majority of fire departments rely heavily on volunteers. Michelle Grisalis, WSHU News.
Federal lawmakers from Connecticut want to ban immigration and customs enforcement officers from interfering at the polls. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports it has little chance of making it through the Republican-controlled Congress.
U.S. Representative John Larson is introducing the bill. It comes after the White House said there are no, quote, formal plans to deploy ICE at the polls, but that they wouldn't rule out the idea entirely. President Trump has repeatedly falsely claimed the country is plagued by widespread voter fraud and says the election process should be federalized. It's already illegal for the president to deploy the military at an election site. Larson says the legislation would make it clear that ICE shouldn't be at polling places either.
Since when do we need the military at our town halls, at our libraries, and at our elementary schools? People have the right to vote. What they're trying to do is intimidate people from coming to vote.
Larson admitted the bill faces an uphill battle in Congress. It's unlikely to be called for a vote by Republican leaders who control what makes it to the floor. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Connecticut lawmakers consider a climate superfund bill. Researchers from Mystic Aquarium embark on a unique study, plus take a break from the news with a little nature. That and more is coming up.
Your favorite WSHU shows are always within reach with the WSHU app. Stream news, music, and podcasts anytime. Check playlists with a tap and take us wherever you go. Got something to share? Send us feedback right in the app. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
The former police chief of New Haven has been arrested weeks after he confessed to stealing money from a police department fund. State police have charged former chief Carl Jacobson with two counts of first-degree larceny. In January, he acknowledged he took about $10,000 from the fund the city uses to pay confidential informants. He immediately retired after the announcement. Jacobson's attorney told Hearst, Connecticut media, the arrest is not evidence of guilt and is the beginning of a long process. A New York State judge has upheld the Nassau County Police Department's partnership with ICE. Last year, ICE deputized 10 Nassau detectives to carry out immigration raids and rented jail cells. Nassau County has jailed more than 2,000 immigrants. The New York Civil Liberties Union argued ICE was racially profiling, but were overruled. Three Long Island towns are suing New York State over control of marijuana dispensaries. A state advisory board said Riverhead, Southampton, and Brookhaven's zoning laws were too restrictive. Several would-be dispensary owners have had licenses denied by the towns because they were too close to schools and churches. Local experts say municipalities should use salt brine instead of rock salt to de-ice streets. When the snow melts, the rock salt mixes with the runoff and pollutes streams, rivers, and Long Island Sound. Salt brine, a mixture of salt and water, is better because it has less pollutants. Connecticut lawmakers are considering a climate superfund bill that would require fossil fuel companies to help the state pay for infrastructure upgrades needed to combat climate change. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
State Representative M.J. Shannon, a Democrat from Milford, is a sponsor of the bill. He says it would ensure that fossil fuel companies are held accountable for mitigating the damage caused by past environmental pollution, considering the EPA's rollback of federal greenhouse gas protections.
A climate change superfund will flip the script. It is a fair and simple proposal that the largest fossil fuel polluters who contribute to the climate crisis would pay into a fund to help cover the damages.
At an environmental committee public hearing, Republican Representative Doug Dubisky of Chaplin questioned why fossil fuel companies should be held responsible for climate change.
I'd love to see the connection between the cause and the effect, as opposed to just saying there is a cause and there is an effect.
Opponents also claim the Superfund would drive up energy prices in the state, which are already some of the highest in the country. The bill has the support of the Lamont administration. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Researchers from Mystic Aquarium are heading to the icy tundras of Canada to study how changes in the environment are affecting beluga whales. As the New England News Collaborative's Anya Pinello reports, they're focusing on a rather unglamorous part of whales, their blowholes, and what comes out.
It's a mixture scientist Tracy Romano describes to kids as beluga snot.
Kids love beluga snot. Anything gross, they love.
Beluga snot, the non-scientific name for a mix of fluids that whales exhale when they come to the surface. Romano is Mystic Aquarium's chief scientist. She says hidden inside that snot are clues as to how changes in the environment could affect the immune system of beluga whales.
They're an Arctic species, so they do rely on the ice, and now that ice is disappearing.
That leaves belugas with less places to hide from predators and more potential exposure to humans.
So more shipping traffic, more potential of oil spills, contaminants.
Romano already has a good baseline of how belugas are doing in captivity. Now she's working with a team to get samples from wild belugas. And that means hanging out with her coworker, Laura Thompson, in a tiny boat in Manitoba, Canada. They made their first trip there last summer.
The water's pretty clear, so you can actually see where the whales are underwater and anticipate, oh, that one's going to come up and take a breath.
Thompson and Romano lean over the boat with a long pole and a plate attached to it.
Trying to get that plate really over where the breath is going to be. And then we pull that back in, evaluate whether or not there's a sample on the plate, and then process it.
Thompson and Romano were able to get 88 breath samples this way. And they're planning on going back to Canada this summer to get more. As to what those samples might tell them, that's still a mystery. Romano says belugas might be more resilient to climate change than other whales because they eat a lot of different kinds of foods. But there's no denying that the ice they rely on is melting. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Onya Pinello.
This is WSHU's Bird Song Break. Today's bird, the downy woodpecker. North America's smallest woodpecker can be found in woodlands and forests around our region. Put a suet feeder in your yard and they're bound to pay you a visit. Otherwise, they'll do what they do best, pecking up to 17 times a second. Take a breath, listen, and let nature remind you to slow down. This has been WSHU's Bird Song Break, featuring the downy woodpecker. Special thanks to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org or with the free WSHU app. We are cutting our winter fundraiser in half. We can raise part of our goal in half the time, but we need to raise all of it, and that's why we're counting on you to give right now. And when you do, your gift will be doubled thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match. Visit WSHU.org to make your contribution, or call us at 800-777-9748, and thank you so much for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. We'll talk on Monday.